Comrades of the National Resistance, it is with great joy that I am here in Helsinki for the third year in a row on the Finnish so-called Independence Day. The reason why I use the term so-called is obvious, but could anyway maybe use some clarification. It is true that Finland broke free from over a century of Russian rule and established its own Finnish state on the 6th of December 1917. And that is, of course, something to be cheerful about. A reason as good as any to express national pride on the streets and squares. But at the same time as Finland has acquired this freedom, it has still been, and primarily during recent decades have developed into, a pathetic vassal state in the globalists' iron grip. I'm not only talking about EU membership, but also about the national debt and big finance ceasing of interest, the foreign-controlled media, and the increasing amount of racial strangers who are invading the borders. I'm also talking about increased oppression from the system that is affecting the Finnish citizens. Finland is maybe free on paper, but not in practically. It is easy to see how Finland is also increasingly developing into an oppressive state that dutifully carries out the directives handed out by the self-proclaimed elite at the cost of the Finnish people's freedom. In 2017, the Finnish civil court in Tampere banned the Nordic resistance movement. In 2018, the court's unlawful ruling was upheld by the Court of Appeal in Turku. Not because the Nordic resistance movement is classed as a terrorist organization or even criminal, but because it was going against good customs. Or in other words, because the movement disturbed and frightened the members of the New World Order. During last year's 6th of December demonstration, freedom flags were violently confiscated by the Finnish police, and the proud men who carried them now stand accused of hate crimes and could go to prison. Not because the swastika is somehow hateful or criminal, but because it expresses a pride in the struggle that the globalists dislike and fear. A couple of months ago, Finnish authorities denied an organization who defined themselves as National Socialists the right to become registered. They said that National Socialism went against good customs. The self-appointed elite is shaken with fear and hatred of the natural white world view. Last weekend, Finnish police confiscated two flags featuring the ancient Finnish Tursan Sydän symbol. Only in this week, they have said that the organization Koti Vapauta is forbidden. And powerful dark forces have also fought against this march being held. And the day is certainly not over yet. It truly is with a sense of pride that I can confirm that they really hate us and they most certainly fear us. With all this in mind, it is fantastic to see all of you here today. Righteous men and women who stand up for the people with pride, despite the aggression from the system. It is also with great joy that I've seen proud National Socialist being active on the streets this year. And I also want to take the opportunity to say thank you to Soldiers of Odin, Suomi, for their show of sacrifice for the struggle and their civil courage. Give them an applause. Even though this expression of public opinion manifests itself slightly differently and is punished differently in various states, we can see the same hostility to freedom in Finland, also in Sweden, Norway, and in most other Western countries. They have the nerve to call it freedom of expression, even though we are only allowed to express what has already been approved by their censors. They have the nerve to call it freedom to organize, even though we are only allowed to have active organizations they themselves have approved. They have the nerve to call it democracy, even though we are not allowed to vote for representatives that have not shown loyalty to globalists and big business. All of us who dared to take off our blindfolds and can therefore see clearly, understand that this is nothing other than pure traditional chutzpah. Freedom of expression, freedom of association, and democracy are dead in Finland and have been for quite some time now. We have never truly been allowed to conduct oppositional politics in this false state. It has really only been an illusion they previously felt they could let us indulge in. But now, they are so afraid of us that they are forced to dismantle the illusion. The liberal democracy is nothing else than a full-scale cultural Marxist and capitalist dictatorship. Its autocratic rulers have only disguised it as free democracy. The rulers of the world wanting to hold to their power is nothing strange in itself. All people with power tend to want to keep status quo. The real problem is their subjects, the people, accept this. The white European peoples allow themselves to be pushed around, fooled, humiliated, spat on, and even raped, to become second-class citizens in their own countries, the countries we own the rights to for the blood of our ancestors. For example, you might think there should be as many participants in this march as there are going to be in the torchlit march later today. That more Finns would go out onto the streets and demand real freedom, independence, on a historical day like this. But the truth is really that this is somewhat of a defeatist view, and that in reality, things actually are a bit different. Because if you were to suggest that the people gathered right here, right now, are the only ones fed up with the situation and the only one wishing for revolutionary change in the society, then you would be terribly wrong. Because in the shadows, the support for our movements grows like never before. People are clenching their fists in their pockets in even increasing numbers. In the break rooms, in almost all workplaces, people from around the north are cursing at the development, or rather the deconstruction of our nations and our freedom. And this is also the explanation for the increased repression and the more openly suppressed freedom of speech. The ones in power of today can see what many so-called awake nationalists can't even see, namely that we nationalists are on the path to something truly great. For the first time in several decades, radical and racially aware nationalists are heading towards a real breakthrough! Yes! And I'm not saying that victory will come tomorrow. Absolutely not. But I am saying that the winds are slowly changing, and that after years of stubborn, unyielding, and self-sacrificing struggle against all the odds, we have finally started to move in the right direction. It is because of this that the system has escalated its repression. And believe me when I tell you that it's going to get a lot worse. Bigger media lies, harder hate crime laws with harsher punishment, more banning, we will see more infiltrators to spread chaos and division, more tracked mobile and data traffic, more false flag attacks, and all that they can come up with to stop our progress. Therefore, I want to tell all of you who have your hearts in the right place that whatever happens, stick together, keep fighting, and keep believing in victory. As long as you stand strong and proud, they will never be able to stop us! Yes! All the rapes and robberies, the corruption among the politicians, the lies in the media, and the cultural Marxist poison have poured so much fuel throughout society that all you need is a few sparks on the right place to ignite the national revolution, the one we all eagerly have been waiting for, longed for, and really want to see happen. So keep spreading the sparks, comrades. 365 days a year in all conceivable places. And when you least expect it, one of those sparks will light the firestorm needed to take back our nations. Because we are, as I said, on the right path. And the rise of our people is inevitable. It's not a question of if, but when we can become the real vanguard of the awakened people and fight back for real! When our Nordic people have broken loose from the shackles of capitalism and Marxist subversive spirit has been repelled. When our nation foes has been driven into the sea and the racial aliens have been put on the first flight home. When our kindred people have come together in a Nordic nation built to stand self-sufficient and strong for 1,000 years into the future. Then we can celebrate a real Finnish Freedom and Independence Day with great pride. Then I will, if I'm still alive, proclaim the same thing as I will do right now. And that is, towards freedom, Elika Voito! Elika Voito! Elika Voito! Elika Voito! Thank you.